Namaste. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend.
All right. Well, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee, and we have our co-host here today, Lolita from the chat room. Hello, Lolita. How you doing today, sweetie?
I am a little bit tired, but we're going to make it tonight.
Well, long as we make it,
as long as we make it, that's it. That's what it counts. So we've already got a full switchboard going on already. So definitely be a good night. We've got a full switchboard, so we're going to have a good night, it looks like. Just want to remind everyone out there, you guys, only one question, please. And if you have called within a week, please give others a chance. I would really appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. And for those of you listening tonight, we are running a special for those of you that go on to our homepage at HowPsychic.com and you book for a half an hour reading tonight before the end of the show. If you pay for a half an hour reading, you will receive, instead of the half an hour, a full hour reading. Yes, that's right. We are bringing back the special from the first special segment of these last few shows of the year. And we are going to be doing this until the end of the show. We have an hour within the show, and we're going to try and get to everyone we possibly can who's calling in. And Lolita, are we taking chat questions today?
Yes, we can take chat questions. My chat is actually working today, so definitely.
Wonderful, wonderful. All right, guys, well, let's go ahead and get started. We're going to start taking our callers here as we are on limited time. And just once more, the name of that website is HowPsychic.com. That is spelled HowPsychic.com. All right, Lolita, we're ready.
All right, hold on 1 second here. Bear with me. I don't know what's going on here. I'm trying to get area code 818 on the line. Hold on 1 second.
Okay, I'll try and bring them on while you're fixing the problem.
I got it.
Oh, there you go.
Area code 818. I have you on air, so please state your name and where you're calling from. I'm sorry, can you speak up a little clearly, please, and louder?
Sure. It's Desiree calling from L.A.
You said Desiree?
Hello, Desiree. Hello?
I'm here. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Desiree. And you said you're from L.A., correct?
You got it. Uh-huh.
Okay, great. All right, Desiree, and what would your question for today be?
My question for today is regarding my finances, and it has helped me regarding finding out when or a change will be happening.
Okay, Desiree, we can barely hear you. You're asking about finances and when a change might be happening in your finances for the better, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, give me one moment. I'm going to go ahead and tune in and see what we come up with here. All right, Desiree. Well, I am getting message that your finances will be changing for the better anywhere between the 30th of this month and about the 4th of next month, okay? These are the timelines where I'm seeing a big shift happening. Now, it doesn't mean that that's when you get the money, but that's when you get the opportunity for the larger amount of income, okay? I feel that in about a week after that is when you're going to see the money and have money in hand that would be of a larger amount than what you're used to getting now. Okay. I'm seeing this coming from a couple of different areas, but the one I do see coming in, which is going to be much more long-term, I feel will be in an area and an environment which you are going to enjoy. Okay?
Oh, that's great. And you're talking about the 30th of next month.
The 30th of this month to the to about the first week of next month, okay?
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you so much. That brings lots of cheer to the new year.
All right. Well, thank you and blessings.
Oh, blessings to you.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right. Okay. Sorry about that.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
All right. Just still bear with me. I'm still trying to new at the switchboard here. So I'm going to bring, ready for the next caller?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Hold on. All right, area code 410. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Ayana. I'm calling from Maryland.
Hey, Ayana.
Hello, Ayana. What part of Maryland are you from?
I'm from Baltimore County.
Oh, I was in Baltimore not too long ago. All right. Well, hi, Ayana, and how may we help you today?
Well, I was calling about my love life, but it seems like that I'm going through some kind of natural cycle and it's kind of stagnant for a reason, I guess. So I do have questions about that, but if anything else stronger in another area comes up, I'm open.
Okay. Well, let me tune in and see what message is out there for you in that area. Wow. Yeah, you are right. It does seem to be pretty stagnant here, but it won't be for very long, okay? Within about the 18th to the 19th of next month, so somewhere about 2 days before the 20th year of next month, I'm seeing a really good shift of energy in your love life. And I'm seeing that you're finally going to be able to get your love life back on track. And the message is that I'm receiving a choo-choo train, like it's been stuck, okay? And it's finally going to get going, and it's going to go full steam ahead, okay? It looks like there's two scenarios with this. There is a past relationship that's going to sort of come back around but still not really have that kickstart that it needs, okay? And then there is a new individual that's going to be reminding you sort of a little bit of the good qualities of everyone you've had a somewhat opportunity with, but you've liked only one part of them, and then, like, all the rest has kind of been, like, in the trash, so to speak. I feel like this new individual is going to be a combination of all that goodness and with so much more stability here, okay? And I'm feeling this happening around that timeline for you. I'm seeing that this relationship, if it develops the way I have it in the vision, you will be led to that marriage. You will be led to, you know, that blessing of a family in your life. Okay, darling?
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, thank you, and you have a wonderful evening.
Okay, you too.
All right. Quick question for you, Adam.
Yeah.
If there's a question mark, that yellow with the question mark in there, does that mean are they on hold or they're just listening?
If there is a what?
How do we know if we have their hand raised?
Oh, if they have their hand raised. You mean in the switchboard or on the
No, 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 on the switchboard.
Okay. The switchboard, I just go according to the numbers.
Okay.
All right,
so we have a chat. We have a chat question. Mm-hmm. Okay, no problem. We'll just go through them. I have a chat question from White Lily. Her name is Lily, and she wants to know about Danny, and they're calling. She's from Florida. What do you think their relationship is going?
Okay. Well, Danny has been quite a bit standoffish, and there's been concerns about his past really interfering in this, in particular another person. I do feel that their relationship is going in the right direction, and I see more progress happening within him coming forward and communicating better and kind of severing his ties to the past within the next 4 to 5 days. That one just flew right out.
I know. Like, okay, I'm waiting for her response still before we continue on. Hey, Meta, I see you in the chat room. Do you want to call in?
Hey, Med, come on on. And so fun when he comes in.
I know. He's awesome. Let's see here. Okay.
Well,
no response, so. Yeah, I want to take the next caller then.
All right.
All right.
Moving live and along.
Area code 323. Your name, where you're calling from.
Hi, guys. I'm Yvette calling from California.
Yes.
Hello, Yvette.
Hello, Yvette. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thank you for taking my call.
Wonderful. No problem. And how may we help you today, Yvette?
I'd like to know what you have for me about love. For 2012.
Okay. All right, Yvette. Well, yes, I do see it's not been a lot of struggle because you really don't let it get to you too much like you used to. But I will tell you that your love will be coming in February. Okay. I'm seeing kind of like March might happen, but February really stands out here.
Okay.
And I'm feeling that this individual seems to be a doctor. Now, I don't get too many doctors that come through, and I really am able to see the exact career path of the individual. But
right.
I see the doctor, okay? And I feel that he's going to be a doctor that's like a primary. You know what a primary doctor is?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And he's quite young looking. It's like, for a doctor, that is. He is quite young looking. And he is a very strapping individual here. He has a lot of great features, personality traits, and he also seems to be quite a bit on the spiritual side, even though he's more of the scientific with his career. He is quite a bit on the spiritual side, and while he is not on as a holistic doctor, he does employ holistics within his clientele.
Okay, interesting.
Oh, yes. So it looks to me that you guys will actually do very well with one another, and he very well seems to be the soulmate you've been waiting on. Although, you've never really expected that person to be a doctor.
Okay. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. Anything else?
That would be all for now.
I'll take it.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
all right, Lo, are you still there?
Yeah, I forgot that we had a little delay on responses from the chat room.
While you're looking at what's going on the board here, I do want to make another announcement, okay? For people that book within the next 2 days a spiritual work kit for better finances. I do spiritual work to help people bring in better finances and better blessings in the way of money. If you go on to the website within the next 2 days and you contact me using the phone number on the Contact Us page, I will give you a 30% discount off of the spiritual work kit for money. For those of you that are interested in having special prayers and candles lit in your name to bless your finances and to allow it to flow more easily within the next year, please go to housepsychic.com.
All right. You ready? Let me know when you're ready for the next caller.
Yeah, we're ready.
I think, I apologize to pick up this phone call, but let me just make sure. Hold on a second here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, area code 571-612. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Hi. My name is Bridget, and I'm calling from Virginia. I didn't expect to get through this evening. My question is, was there anything that I could have done to prevent the separation of my last relationship this summer or to have prolonged it from happening?
Okay, Bridget. Well, hello and blessings to you to begin with. And
hi.
No, there was not anything that you could have done to prevent that from happening. However, I feel that it could have been prolonged an aspect if you had just, you know, been a wee bit more quieter, but that would not have been the right thing to do. It ended up happening the way it was meant to happen, because at this point, that individual needs to learn a lesson through this division, okay?
But was there anything that I could have done to prolong that? What could I have done to prolong that? When you say you have to
what I just stated was that if you were more quiet in the relationship, it would have prolonged it from happening, but it was not meant to be prolonged.
Okay. So it just happened and there was nothing I could have done about it?
Precisely.
Okay.
And it's not something good to say that there was nothing you could have done about it, but, you know, I've got to be honest with you and tell the truth to everyone, so.
When you say quiet, what do you mean by quiet?
Like, if you weren't bringing up the issues that they so obviously needed to know, and you were a wee bit more submissive in aspect, I feel that it would have prolonged it, what would not have prevented it.
How long would it have prolonged it for?
It would have only prolonged it for another month to about 2 months' time.
Okay. Okay. All right.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
One more question. What was your name on? I'm sorry.
Bridget.
Bridget, just know that, you know, don't try to, if going backwards and trying to figure it out, you're just putting yourself back into that picture, and just know that your friends and your family or your partner come at certain times and come for certain reasons, and that person that you may have strong feelings for or whatever may not be the right person at that time, and there may be another timing for that person to come back, but there's nothing that we can do to control it to make a relationship maybe go a little stronger. But what we can do, though, to prevent from that happening is learning from our own mistakes in that relationship. So as long as we acknowledge it and accept it, and every relationship is a learning process, if none of us learn from a relationship and we continue on, we're actually still creating that same type of relationship, and it will continue. And it will happen until you really acknowledge it, recognize it, and let the universe know. It's like, okay, I get it. I get the picture. I get the message. And then you'll see those type of relationships not come your way. And we all need to understand that, you know, that there's no control of the past, and there's no control of holding on or hoping on. That's just a form of ego. Just know that that relationship was a lesson. Figure out what your lesson is and continue on. The more we step back in the past, the more you allow that universe to bring you back to the past. And we're not here for the past. We're here from now, the now, and tomorrow, for what the future holds. And always continue looking forward and just always smile and be thankful for all those challenges and those relationships that come our way to make us better people. Does that kind of make sense, honey?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Many, many blessings to you, honey.
Bye.
All right, it looks like we have Metamorphosis calling in with the area code 215.
Yeah.
Hello, Matt. How are you doing today?
How are you, Adam? I'm doing great. How are you, Lolita?
Hey, what's going on, Meta?
Everything is going very well. Thank you. I'm glad to be here with you guys. Thank you.
Yeah, we're
wonderful.
Glad.
It's
how was your holiday?
Great to have you here.
Mm-hmm. Happy holiday to both of you and
happy
to the
listeners. Happy holiday to you as well.
Yes,
that's
yes.
That's what, Meta? Friday's my birthday.
Oh, how wonderful, wonderful.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing to celebrate?
I'm like inviting 40 to 50 people out, and we're just going to hang out at a lounge and just have a great birthday. I mean, this whole year has been fabulous, and just having a new moon last week and a birthday, and I'm just, this birthday is actually meaningful for me. It's very spiritual, like I was telling Adam, and I think it's because of the journey that I have been since January and starting my spiritual quest and clearing on during a solar eclipse in Capricorn. So ending the year in a new moon in Capricorn, and then on my birthday, I think that's why it's kind of meaningful. For some reason, this birthday is very much special to me. So I'm looking forward to it.
That's great that you can appreciate that, and many more meaningful birthdays to you.
Thank you. Thank you. So you're going to join us and take some calls with us?
I would love to, yes.
Awesome.
Wonderful.
Okay, let's get the next call online here. Let's see who we got.
All right.
Hold on.
You can start with this next caller, man.
Okay, area code 501. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Lisa. I'm Arkansas.
Hello, Lisa.
Hello, Lisa.
Okay?
Hi, Lisa. How are you, Lisa?
Pretty good.
Do you have a question for us?
Yes. I was just wondering what you would see in regard to my financial status there.
Oh, wow. I turned three cards, Lisa, and they're all very positive. What it's saying here in front of me, that although you may be working very hard or have worked very hard and have not really seen the compensation that you'd like to see, it looks like for the coming year there may be a new opportunity opening up for you. I have the Ace of Wands is holding a branch and a branch of growth. And it looks like, Lisa, are you at the time employed? Are you employed now?
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, is there any room where you're working for some sort of a promotion?
I don't feel like there is now. That's why I want something different, but just wanted to see what you guys picked up.
Yeah, well, I see.
Okay.
I do see something very positive coming your way for the new year. It looks very good for you, Lisa. And what the cards are saying is to be very open, because you will be getting messages and that will direct you to where you should be or where you should go. But finances look like they're going to improve for you in the new year.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Now, I have a question for you, darling. Do you work somewhere in the healthcare field?
No.
Okay. And have you thought or considered the idea of working in the healthcare field?
Well, that's, really not my expertise. I'm more, in sales and marketing, but healthcare is obviously, a growing, market.
Mm-hmm.
So.
A growing industry. Yeah, you're right. I keep seeing the healthcare field surrounding you, so I was kind of wondering why I keep seeing this, but I'm feeling that it's got to deal with your finances, because that's your question for today, and when Med was reading this, I kept feeling it,
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So my opportunity will be somewhere in that area.
Somewhere in that area. You might end up selling medical equipment. You might end up, acting in place of like a nurse, but somewhere in the medical field.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, what do we have next?
I'm here. Okay. Mm-hmm. Bear with me here, you guys. All right, Eric. Let's see who this person is. All right, Eric, 562-314. We have you on here. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Hey, Lolita, it's Steve in California.
Hey, Steve. I knew that was you, but I wasn't sure if your hand was raised. I'm still new to this, so I'm sorry if you were just listening in. All right,
I'm just listening.
Happy New Year. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy
birthday. Sure you know. Thank you. Okay. Sorry, you guys.
Yeah.
Caller. Hold on 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, area code 631. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Anne. I was actually just listening, but since I got in, maybe I meant to ask a question.
No, please do.
Okay.
Casually seeing somebody named Nigel. I was wondering what Nigel Cat is really his name.
Bingo. Yes, 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 yes. Okay, all across the board. He is actually infatuated with you. It kind of scares him a little bit, but he's infatuated with you. And Nigel, very, very dear heart, heart of gold. I mean, really cares about everyone, just like you, but sometimes a little rough around the edges, okay? And a little bit of dry humor. But he definitely looks like the guy for you, hon. It looks to go very well. And, wow, is he having an issue with something? Like I'm seeing a family issue, family member?
Yeah, it could possibly be, yeah.
Okay. I'm seeing that actually being resolved. So I feel like there's going to be closure there between him and this family member. And, wow, I see you guys. Your relationship is just going to blossom so beautifully in the coming year.
Wow. So there's definitely more to what he more than what he lets on, feeling-wise.
Precisely.
Interesting. Okay.
All right, man. I didn't mean to overshadow you, Metamorphosis. Go ahead.
That's okay. Is Nigel having some sort of a challenge with business? Is something going on with his work or business?
He's in school to be a PA full-time, and I don't think he's had the time to work as recently because of it. This is
because
involved.
He's going to school, is that it?
Yeah, he's studying to be a physician. So it's a very full-time.
Yeah, I'm seeing something with a concern about career. Now, is he sure about what he wants to do with his choice in school, or is he having any kind of second thoughts about it? Because I'm trying to understand what I'm seeing in front of me. He looks like a great guy. He looks like he could be a real good friend. He doesn't really. He looks like he can be a little bit. Maybe shy or does not express himself as much as he can. But more than that, what I'm... Go ahead.
Emotionally. Not in other ways, he can be too bold almost, but emotionally he may be hold back a bit.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm talking about as far as his, not expressing his emotions. So he may be holding back, but what's more important in the reading is something with his career. I mean, is he certain that's what he wants to do?
To tell you the truth, I mean, he thought that's what he wanted to do. I even questioned him about it at one time, because at one time he wanted to be a teacher. That was like the main thing he wanted to do, and then he flipped this career thing. He hasn't mentioned to me lately about whether or not he's happy with what he's doing, but it could be an issue. I don't know.
Well, because it looks like there may be some, he may not be very clear on exactly what he wants to do, and that's important for him to come to have a better understanding, because if he's not happy with himself or what his choices may be, it that can come through on a relationship level also, and it also shows here what is your birth sign? Are you a water sign?
and Leo, and so is he. Well, he's
Leo is fire. Okay. Because there's a female water sign in his reading, and I was just wondering what that's all about. I thought maybe that was you. But what I'm seeing here more is an uncertainty about maybe his choice in career, and that may be something for him to really look into.
That makes sense, because he does tend to, he seems like he thinks he wants something, and then he shifts gears, and he shifts gears back. So it makes sense for him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and when you have that kind of uncertainty or doubt inside yourself, it actually spills over into many other parts of one's life. So that may be mm-hmm. something that you can or cannot help him with. Maybe if you talk about it more, you know, he will open up more on the emotional level and share more with you, because that's another area where he seems to pull back a little bit on his emotions.
He does. We had recently had kind of a big, well, he kind of only talks to me on email, basically, and in person, but we kind of had a big blow up because of something he said, and then I kind of told him to have a nice life, but now he keeps emailing me. He's trying to see me again, so I just wanted to see where he's coming from, like what he, because he didn't seem to be anything more than showing, you know, like physical attraction, so I can't really tell where he's at. Because he doesn't really live
on. Well, I think right now for you, my suggestion would be is first become friends, because he can't be really, again, because of indecisiveness, if you push him too much or, you know, sort of like corner him type of thing, he may run. Right now, what I would suggest for you is to go slow and just really become friends, talk, open up, have that communication level open where he doesn't close down and sort of go within, if you know what I'm saying. And it all depends, again, on what you want out of this. I mean, how you feel about it. Because I see that sometimes your emotions can be a little bit, you know, sort of upset or challenged because of his indecisiveness. You have to know what you want also and if it will work for you.
Mm-hmm.
And communication is the key. If you can't communicate, well, it's not going to work.
Yeah, and we did start out on a more friendly level in the past.
Well, that's a good way to start. That's the way to start that way.
Yes, that's how it basically started. And then he kind of revealed after not seeing each other for a while, but then after like 2 years, he revealed that he, you know, was attracted as well. So that's
mm-hmm.
how that gotten a different footing.
Okay. Well, I don't mean to interrupt us and cut it short, but we have a full switchboard, and we're going to need to move on to our next caller.
Fine.
And hopefully this information has been helpful for you, okay?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to stay listening, if that's okay, if you can mute me.
Yeah, not a problem at all. I can.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. One second.
Bye.
All right, you guys. You guys ready for the next caller?
Yes,
I'm ready.
All right. Mm-hmm. It always goes slow for me. I don't know what's going on. Area code 513. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Name is Lee. I'm calling from Cincinnati.
Hello, Lee.
Yes, hello, Lee.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great today. How are you?
I feel fantastic. Happy New Year to all you guys, and
happy
holidays. Well, the reason I'm calling is I keep dreaming about my mother, and I keep dreaming about, believe it or not, my actual twin flame. I'm dreaming about her father. And I'm not sure of the messages that I'm hearing, but I know that I need to understand a little bit better. Because going into the new year, I feel like there's something that we're supposed to be doing that's going to change everything. And I'm not really quite sure where to start.
Okay. And both of these individuals are on the other side, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, they're still present. They're not quite in front of me, if you don't understand what I mean. I mean, I hear them and I see them and I've got all kinds of different messages when I'm awake.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure what it means.
Okay. This all means is that, well, you already know that they're guarding and looking after the both of you right now. And I feel that while there's been some distance apart, I'm sensing the term reuniting or coming back together in a sense. So this is what I'm getting. I'm going to go ahead and maybe tune in a little bit more. Metamorphosis, if you're receiving anything, please shine through.
Okay. Lee, how are you, Lee? Thank you for sharing with us. Lee, the question is you're trying to understand what it is, these messages that you're getting? Is that the question?
I guess the question is, first of all, I guess I am trying to figure out what the messages mean, but more so what it is that I should be doing. You understand what I mean? I think they're coming to me a lot more now than they have.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been together probably about 7 years, and I've gone through metamorphoses of my own from some of the that I've received. And I've literally tapped into the point to where I don't think. I don't have to have thoughts. I can remove thoughts from what I'm doing, and that's when all the messages come. And then
Sounds like you're very intuitive, and that's a good thing. But also in your reading, I'm seeing, Lee, something about a very deep sadness, like in other words, something that you cannot let go of. There is the Five of Cups in your reading. With the Five of Cups, generally what it tells me is that something like a loss, which you're talking about your mother, and did you say your uncle, your grandfather? I don't remember the other person.
The other person, actually, believe it or not, is he passed in 1995. I never met him. But he's come to me a lot in my dreams. And come to find out, once I finally saw a picture of him, that the girl that I was interested in at the time, once I saw him, I knew that something was there. I knew that there was something that had to be said about it. Let me give you a little bit more background just so you can kind of help me along here. My mother's death date was 11/8/08.
Okay.
Her father's birthday was 11/8/1949.
Okay.
My mother's birth date was December 13th, 1949. Her father's death date is
12/13/95. Okay.
Yeah, very rare, right? Very rare that you would meet
somebody. Yeah, very interesting numerology on this one.
Exact opposite, almost to the point where you line up. And literally, I can feel all of her energy. I can feel everything that she goes through. And she does the same with me. I mean, it's almost like you could pick up the phone, or we could be 100 miles apart and know that the other is thinking about the other. Almost down to the
you
point
see,
where we have the same
you
thought.
Guys are not done with each other yet. There is going to
not
be...
Not even close. I think that we...
Yeah. You're meant to be together.
There's something here that, of course, goes beyond normal thought, goes beyond human thought. Or even the processes that humans have gone through. So what we're trying now is try to understand what the messages truly mean.
Mm-hmm. The messages are that they are trying to bring the two of you together, and they're trying to readjust both of your lives to make that happen. And I feel that they're trying to tell you that she's over there waiting for you to in some way open up the doorway for her return.
Who am I waiting for? I guess that's the question, because we're together. We're in love. We're getting married in April. I mean, we're where we're supposed to be,
so
but there's some
why,
we're supposed to,
okay. Why
we're
are
just
we
trying to understand.
Uh-huh.
She's just as intuitive as I am.
Okay.
And we're both
but
just
why
trying
am
to,
I sensing, sir, why am I sensing that there's a distance here?
I'm not quite sure.
If you're together... There's a distance here. It's like there's a vast distance. You're so connected, but there's this vast distance. I just keep seeing like this vast amount of land here.
Okay.
Yeah, Lee, can I ask, how long ago did your mother pass?
2008.
Was there any kind of sort of a property issue or a settlement that had to take place?
Yes, it did. Well, okay. We had insurance, of course, and then there's something else that's coming, but that's not until 2015.
Yeah, well, yeah, what I'm getting in the reading, on my end here of the reading, is a couple of things. Number one, there's something to do with finances, maybe like an estate or a property settlement that hasn't really been, there hasn't really been closure. Now, Lee, there are two cups that are standing, there are two cups standing behind the Five of Cups. Are there two other people involved with this kind of, with this sort of this settlement or this issue? Are there other people involved?
Yes, it would be my brother and my sister.
Okay. Are you on, are the three of you on page with this, or is there a sort of a family disagreement?
There's distance between us, yeah.
Okay. Your mother is coming into the reading, Lee, because she's very unhappy about this. She's coming into the reading because what she's saying, that over material things, she's very saddened that her children are not together with this, that it, there's a separation, and that what may, that's what Adam is probably sensing in his reading,
taking
the distance between between you and your siblings. And this is something that must be resolved, because this is why your mother is coming into your dream. Now, also, Lee, there's what's popping out at me, and I don't know, this, the letter M, M, does that mean anything to you?
The letter M?
M, like Mary,
yeah.
Or Margie, or Michael.
Or Maurice.
Maurice is
Marie,
my brother.
Okay.
Maurice
is that
is
your
my
brother,
brother,
you said?
Yes.
Okay. What's going on between you and your brother?
Well, he's not been doing well. I didn't get to see him during the holidays, and we're not that far apart, but...
Okay. Lee, it's important that you go see your brother.
Okay.
It's very important. It's in your reading. It's very important. He may have some breathing issues or upper body challenges.
Mm-hmm.
It's what?
I'm sensing respiratory as well, Med. I'm just jumping in.
Yeah. Your mother is not resting in peace, and that's why she's coming to you, Lee, because she wants you to bring unity back into the family somehow, some way. And she knows that you're sensitive and intuitive enough to do that, and that's why she's coming to you. Let's see here. But again, I strongly suggest that you go and visit your brother and try to somehow connect with your brother on a much higher level. Do you get what I'm saying, Lee?
Yes, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, that's why your mother is revisiting. That's
why
she's
they
coming
visiting
to,
together. Her,
I'm sorry.
Her and why is she coming with her father though? Why is her father involved?
Because the same situation may have happened, and I don't know. The reading is not about her father. It's about the question you presented. But there may have been a similar situation when her father was alive with his wife. There may have been also a similar issue dealing with property, you know, when you lose a parent, with things being distributed equally, whatever. There may have been a similar situation, and there must be closure. Someone has to stop that same repeating
that
issue.
Cycle. Mm-hmm.
I call it. Thank you, Adam. Someone has to stop the cycle, and it's up to you, Lee. They're coming to you to be that someone.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's a huge job or a challenge. But you can do it. You can do it. It's up to you.
Okay.
Okay,
I
hope this was of help to you.
Yeah, it has a little bit. I think I get
okay. You don't sound completely satisfied, but okay.
Well,
he's
a little bit confused, that's all.
Well, what they're pointing to in the message, of course, is they're making me watch different things, but these things don't help. Necessarily with my family, they have to do with me and Sherry, They don't have anything to do with those things. Now, I don't know if it's something that those things spiral into that somehow, but that doesn't seem to be what they're pointing at.
Maybe what they're pointing at with you guys is that, you know, you guys are going to be able to live and be happy together, and that this is the uniting of two different families. And when two different families come together, they become one. And when there's some type of interference or negativity in one side or another within either one of those families are not able to fully come together as one in a healthy manner. And this is probably what they're using as an example to say, hey, you guys have to look at each other right now to figure out what is there that you both need to do in order to come together in a healthy manner. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. Wonderful. Well, thank you for calling in.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
You guys have a happy New Year.
You too.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, you guys. Let me get ready for the next call here.
Oh, God. Hey, Matt, how interesting was that? You were getting the M and I was getting the Maurice.
Yeah, it was really strong in the reading. And I hope he does go visit his brother. I think it's important he does.
Yeah. We really did a great job on that one as a tag team here.
I think sometimes people don't want to like hear or listen, and they're so strongly believing that it's something else, but it could be meant for some other message. You know, not every time that we dream is that what it's supposed to mean. It could be subconsciously something different. So
Adam, I have a question. Adam, do you think we can be in the psychic Olympics next year?
Hey, why not? Let me know when it is and how we need to sign up. Yeah.
Oh my God, that was funny.
That might be awesome.
I don't know.
Okay, well, Lena has always said that we work well together.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh my God. All right, so I think we got about like 8 minutes left, so let's try to get, we got a last couple callers to get them in, so let me bring Tristan on the phone here. Hold on 1 second. Let's see here. All right, Tristan, we have you on air. Where are you calling from again? I forget. I'm sorry. Hello?
Hello, Tristan. You should be live and on air. Tristan Bishop, number two.
Hello?
Hello?
Florida?
I'm sorry, can you please repeat that?
Florida?
Yeah.
Your name? Oh, Tristan, okay.
All right, Tristan, and
I am Florida.
How may we help you? Yes. Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you,
Tristan.
How can we help you today? Hello, Tristan.
Hello.
She might have a delay. How may we help you today?
I wanted a general reading about where I'm going to move to.
Okay, Tristan, we do not do general readings, but if you want to rephrase that into a where am I going to move to, then we can definitely do that. Let's see here. I'm going to go ahead and take a moment to tune in, but go ahead, Matt, if you're getting anything.
Okay, I'm just also flipping a few cards over. Where am I going to move to? Is that the question?
Yes.
Hello, Tristan.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just... just give me a second here. I'm just...
No problem.
Well, what I see in the cards, Tristan, is crossing over a body of water to where there's more, you know, like a place. It's not going to be anything like Florida.
Yes.
It's going to be more of a place where, like, maybe towards in the going towards west for some reason. That's what I see in the cards here. More, you know, like around the Arizona or California area. That's what I'm getting in the cards here. But also what shows here, a change in business, Tristan. Are you also, are you being relocated or are you thinking of opening a business? Hello?
Hello, Tristan. We may have a delay with her radio on her end. Hello, Tristan.
I haven't planned on opening any kind of business. I don't know what's wrong with
you. Did she say she wasn't planning on doing that?
I don't know why you can't hear me.
Okay. Are you using a headset or a form of Bluetooth?
I'm using a headset.
Okay. Try and directly talk into the phone. Try using without the headset, please.
Okay.
All right, Tristan, are you still with us?
I'm here.
Okay, great.
We can kind of hear you now.
All right. Med, you were asking her a question here?
Yeah, I mean, in the hello? Yeah.
Yeah, I had the feeling of moving west to either Arizona or California or Missouri, like the Ozarks.
Yeah, well, I see you going west, and that's what I said earlier. I don't know if you heard me say that to you. You are going to move somewhere west. But I also see here, Tristan, there's a lot of creative possibilities for you. Are you an artist, or do you do any kind of creative work?
I'm psychic, and I...
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah,
because you have to be... Yeah, when you're psychic, you have to tap into that creative part of you. Well, it looks like it's going to be a very good move for you, Christian. You're going to... I see you, like, going toward, like, Arizona for some reason. I don't know why I'm, you know, like,
Sedona.
Phoenix or... Well... I don't know, I'm getting a lot of interference on my phone. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm hearing it,
too. Me, too. All right, let's just...
Yeah.
Tristan, we'll try one more time, and then we might have to move on.
I'm going
to
sum this up. Missouri, Arizona, and California all do stand out, but the Missouri area does stand out the most. And I do feel that it is going to be a good financial opportunity for you, like Metamorphosis was tuning in here for you. So if you hear us, please know that Missouri does stand out, and it will be a financially good area for you, as well as to develop your services as a minister and counselor psychic.
That's awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling in.
I'm sorry about the feedback. I have no idea why it's acting up on me.
No problem.
Well, thank you for sharing with us, and blessings. You're going to do very well, Kristen.
Yes.
Thank you so much. God bless.
Bless
God
you,
bless.
Too.
Thank you.
You know,
all right,
sometimes
guys.
You get this many psychics on one radio show, we might get an upsetting interference.
You know, the energy is overbearing.
Yeah. Well, I think we have taken care of all the callers. So, Meta, can you please give everyone your website on air so they can definitely check you out, and then we'll give ours.
Yes, I will. Thank you. It's www.newhopeministers.com.
Mm.
All right.
Thank
and can you tell everyone what kind of services that you do?
Yes, I do officiate weddings, I do readings, I am also a Reiki master, do I'm a life, a spiritual life coach, and yeah, that's about it. I do a number of things, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Well,
I appreciate
you
coming on air today, and hopefully you'll join us maybe tomorrow.
I'm not sure. Are you on more than one night? I kept losing you.
Sometimes we're
on
every night. Yeah, we're on every night until the 31st is going to be our last night on air in a row. Okay.
Oh,
that's
okay.
It's like our little mini marathon for the new year.
Okay, it's the Olympic marathon. Okay.
Yeah, the Olympic,
yeah.
There it goes.
Yeah, it's the psychic Olympic.
I will try again tomorrow evening. If it's possible for me, I will do that. And if not, I will catch up with you guys. Thank you.
All right. Thank
okay.
you.
Awesome. I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Meta.
Okay, great. Talk to you soon. Bye.
You got it. Bye-bye. Bye. And for the rest of you guys, if you guys want to book a session before the show ends, we have a $21.95 special. That will include a one-hour reading. Definitely try to book your special before the end of the show time here. $21.95 for 1 hour. Again, visit us on www.howpsychic.com to visit all the other different specials that we do have. And a reminder, 30% off spiritual kits also.
Yes. Wonderful. And if you do happen to book a $21.95 one-hour special on HowPsychic.com tonight, then I will throw in a small spiritual work kit for whatever your need may be.
Awesome.
All right. Wonderful. Well, we once more thank everyone for calling in and for tuning in here at Psychic Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio. For those of you that would like to keep our show going, we have a donation page directly on our homepage at the website or on our homepage here on Blog Talk Radio. Once more, you've been listening to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam Lee, Reverend Lolita from the chat room, and Metamorphosis. All brought to you by HowPsychic.com.
Thank you.
Namaste and good night.
Good night. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, I'll be quiet.